Saturday night, I plan to go out to Bobby T's and see the Mikey Needleman band play. Mm-hmm. There were a couple guys in the band. In fact, Mikey Needleman I went to high school with. And we played. I played keyboard in the band. He played guitar in the band.
Ooh.
Yeah, the school band. It was pretty sweet. Yeah. So I was planning on going out and seeing him. And they weren't playing until like 10 o'clock at Bobby T's. So Photoshop Adam and I were thinking to get some food earlier. We checked out that new pizza place on Fort Riley Boulevard in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Lemmy's. Really good food, by the way. Really good pizza. You should check it out. A little bit off-putting when you first walk in there. It's a no-smoking place. Completely no-smoking. And it was all families there.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure Adam and I were the only ones there ordering liquor at 5 o'clock. they still did have a bar, and they could still make drinks and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it just wasn't the traditional Manhattan-type place, I guess. Oh. Where you're used to being smoky and mostly college kids in there. So I ordered a rum and coke up front. I think you ordered the same thing. I don't know. And then we had one waitress working with us, and then they switched about halfway through because our original waitress got kind of tied up. They got real busy. And so the waitress comes over. This new waitress comes over, and she goes, "Another rum and diet?"
Oh.
Pointing at my drink. And I go, I was just so thrown off. I didn't know how to respond. I was like, "No, rum and regular." Well, what? Because I'm skinny, I am always drinking diet drinks. Is that what it's supposed to be?
Guess so.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting self conscious about the skinny thing.
Why?
I guess. Well, right now I'm probably skinnier than I've been before, and so every time I go home, if I run into extended family or something, man, you've lost a lot of weight, haven't you? Or you're too skinny. I'm like. Aww. What if I'd gained a lot of weight? Would you be saying, "Matt, geez, you're getting fat as hell"? You know? No, you wouldn't.
No.
So how can you go about telling people they're getting too skinny or they're too skinny, and assuming they're ordering diet drinks? You know, like if a big old fat guy goes into Lemmy's, I doubt a waitress goes up to him and says, "Oh, so I assume you want our bloodbath pizza? It has bacon and pepperoni and sausage and hamburger and ham," and you know what I mean?
Is it really called bloodbath?
No.
Okay, I was like, that's not very appetizing sounding.
The bloodbath.
Instead of sauce, we use blood.
Well, no, it's because a lot of meat was slaughtered in the making of that. A lot of animals died to contribute to that one pizza. That was what I was going for, not that it was undercooked or something.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want your pizza topping served raw, I don't think. Or rare.
Nah.
But either way, you see what I'm saying? Do you agree with me on this?
Yeah.
Like, skinny people can come up to their face and say stuff like that to them, and then, you know, if I were to go hunt down some fat guy and slur something at him, I'd get in trouble. Probably get beat up. Or sat on.
Maybe it's because... Jeez.
Maybe it's because what? Go ahead.
Maybe it's because society likes the skinny-ness, you know...
Oh, so you're just like saying it's like getting made fun of for being rich. At least you're still rich or something?
Yeah, because, I mean, they're skinny, so they must feel good about themselves because they're what beauty says they're supposed to be, you know, that crap. So you can make fun of them.
What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. You can call someone skinny and tell them they're too skinny, but if you call them too fat, you're in trouble.